did you first get COVID and how did you figure it out?
Well, I got it in March. I typically live in San Jose, New Mexico, but I'd come out to visit. I don't know how I contracted it. How did I know I had it? It was like an unbelievable event, a strange headache in the back of my head. I felt really exhausted, you know, chest inflammation. It felt like a blowtorch was on my chest. And they kept coming in waves. So just as I had get my head around one, another one would show up. And I called the emergency room at that point. And then I realized when I got off the phone that I couldn't get there because there was no way I could get in a car and drive. And it didn't occur to me to call an ambulance. It was like all the freight trains coming together and they all came to the same hub and crashed. That's what it felt like.
It sounds like it was such a long, scary night. What happened next? What happened when you woke up?
I had set a telemedicine appointment with my doctor the next day. And I actually felt quite a bit better by the next morning, weirdly enough. She said, she just looked at me and said, "You absolutely do not have COVID." And I said, "Well, what do I have?" That was just the most incredible thing. And she said, "I don't know, but you don't have COVID and I can't get you tested." So,
how did this make you feel to have your doctor tell you that she didn't think you had COVID?
I felt completely unheard. And actually, I couldn't believe it because no one could make up those symptoms, right? But I also couldn't believe that I felt better. And so I knew she was wrong. So she told me to go ahead and live my life. I was with my mother, and that night I was in the emergency room. The variations of COVID can be extreme to mellow to kicking in again.
Were you able to get a test at the hospital?
They put me through every other test they could possibly think of. And they said, "We don't have the test." You know, it was early days. The doctor there was very kind and he said, "I can't tell you that you have coronavirus because I can't give you the test. But I'm telling you, you are really ill and you have to go home and quarantine."
So you're racked by these physical symptoms. How did you feel emotionally? Was it scary?
The version I had is extremely scary. And I found that the illness was frightening because I couldn't tell what was going to happen next. There were so many different variations. It was so intense. But also there's a psychological, emotional, mental component, especially at night, where your brain can go into very strange places. You can feel very anxious and depressed. Instead of dreams, it was like being in a video game all night, like just nightmares, almost always nightmares. And it didn't really feel like you were sleeping.
We are now many months away from March. Are you still feeling symptoms?
I actually am still feeling symptoms. I tell people I'm probably 80% better, but you know, it's 9 months out. What seems to affect the coronavirus symptoms is stress of any kind. It can set you back. And I'm at the place where I actually can pretty much live my life. I do work. If I don't keep balance, then I get set back just the way that one does when they're sick.
It sounds to me like this experience was pretty lonely at the beginning when none of us really had an understanding of this illness. Now you have found a group who've also had a long journey.
Those of us who've been in this long are able to at least compare notes and to realize that other people are going through the same thing and to expect that we all will have to take extra care. I learned to listen to my body and my wellness. And I think most other people have to do the same thing. So it's extra work to just kind of, you know, monitor, that go through my day. And the one thing, I just wanted to make a pitch for being on Cape Cod and having coronavirus. I had a lot of nerve pain in my leg, and swimming was extraordinarily helpful to the point where I'm still swimming. I bought a wetsuit and still go in the ocean every day.
It really sounds like you've maintained hope and really drawn from a deep reserve within you of strength.
It was lonely in the early days. And so I had to drop into myself and get to know myself even more. And And I would say that the most important thing that came out for me is this awareness of the depth of space and the wellness that I actually have inside myself. We are surrounded by so much nature here, and I was able to really just sit and look out the window at a lot of nature and taking the time to just be quiet. Even though it was a crucible and continues to be a crucible, I seem to have community and communion around it.
What would you like people to know about this illness, those who have not, you know, had to suffer through like you have?
They really have to wear a mask, and not for themselves necessarily, but for other people. It's a very serious illness, and it's not fooling around, and there's no way of knowing what version you're going to get.
Well, Jeannie, thank you. I appreciate you talking about your experience with COVID up until this point.
Thank you.
Best of luck.